We're very busy in terms of magistrate court and high court, and so in terms of taking action to those criminals, because once you're not paying, taking money from employees and not paying it over to NIS, it's a criminal offense because you're breaking the act. So we're active with that. We also institute garnishes where we garnish bank accounts, garnish source of income. We put lien on properties and so forth. And also we engage in sort of a moral suasion. So it's a suite of different sort of legal remedies we adopt for the contribution of collection and compliance. I say it has a multiplier effect. I think from our aggressive nature of taking matters at magistrate and high court, we have influence in terms of compliance that way.